Welcome to another of the Gaming Gang's Extras. This time, Elliot and I provide some closing thoughts on the Origins Game Fair 2012. This is the first in our Origins Raw coverage, and it features a lot of action from this year's show. I'm your host, Jeff McAleer. Hi again. Of course, Elliot and I just finished off another visit to the Origins Game Fair in Columbus, Ohio. And although this might seem as if it's in the wrong order, we thought we'd like to get our general thoughts about the show out there ASAP and follow that up by the various interviews we've recorded at Origins. I have the distinct pleasure and privilege of speaking with Elliot Miller of the GamingGang.com, is that? Or is it the GamingGame.com?
Gaming Gang. The Gaming Gang.
Of course, here we are. We are outside at Origins 2012.
You might hear some wind noise.
Yes, we decided we'd pop outside. It is Sunday afternoon. I'm actually getting ready to head to the airport to fly back to Phoenix, and Elliot's going to be driving back to Chicago. And we just wanted to take a few moments to talk about our thoughts on Origins this year.
Right, before I forget everything.
Yes, before Elliot can forget everything. And hopefully I will have this edited very quickly and up on our site tonight. So it would be up on the last day of Origins. We're just going to spend a few moments because we don't have a whole lot of time before we have to leave. First of all, Elliot, let me ask, what's something that stood out for you about this year's Origins Game Fair?
Well, the biggest thing that stood out to me was the half-naked guy, fat guy, who was sitting in the hallway by the elevator at the hotel.
We were staying at, yes, got up Friday morning, we're, you know, all ready, we're going downstairs, we're going to have some breakfast, and we walk out, and over by the elevator was this guy who was laying his underwear. Yeah. Or a diaper or something. I saw it, but then my mind told me to look away.
My eyes are burning.
Okay, no, really. What's one of the things that stood out about this year's show?
One of the things is I do think attendance was down.
I think attendance was down quite a lot.
Friday, the attendance looked really down. You could walk through the aisles easily.
Yes.
Saturday, it picked up a lot.
Yes, Saturday did pick up a lot.
Seems a little quiet today.
Quieter than it was on Friday, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah,
so far. I
honestly think it is.
We weren't here Thursday, but we were here first thing in the morning on Friday, so that was fun. So yes, I believe attendance is down. I had guessed when we were pulling up, and Elliot will back me up on this, I had said, you know what, I bet you attendance will probably be down about 15% from last year. Would you say that's accurate, or would you take a guess that...
I think it would be a little more.
I do too. I think it would be higher than that.
Yeah, more than 15%. Maybe 15.5.
I'm thinking 20-25%, really.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Friday was much quieter than it was last year.
It was actually nice because we got some good interviews.
Yes, we didn't have to fight people.
To me, there weren't a lot of new games that stood out.
Right.
I mean, maybe we didn't get to see everything, but everybody pretty much said, yes, but we'll have this at Gen Con.
Yes, exactly. Everybody was talking about the releases that are coming up at Gen Con as opposed to what was being released here. And I know we looked through one of the Origins books that they had, and it was saying these are the new game releases at Origins, and there were a lot of games on there that had already been out 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. And they were bringing them out to the public, well, almost for the first time. Some of them have been to other smaller shows.
Sure.
But we got a chance to talk to Zev for the first time.
Yep. From Z-Man Games.
Yeah, for an interview, which was very cool. Let me point this out. Well, Felicia Day and Will Wheaton were here.
Right.
Along with Adrian Wilkinson. And normally, the shows I've been to, like Wizard World, C2E2,
right.
They have all kinds of celebrities. Felicia Day was at C2E2.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a line going, just wrapping around the entire hall, waiting to just get their autograph and a picture with them. And here, it was a lot shorter.
Oh, yeah.
You actually got to chat with them for a few minutes more. I think this was an experiment,
yes.
Maybe, for Origins.
Yes, I think so, too.
And I liked it a lot because first day, we're walking around, and there's, Will Wheaton and Felicia Day just walking around.
Right, first thing in the morning, we were here maybe 10-15 minutes, and I pointed out to Elliot, I said, oh, hey, look, there's Felicia Day, and walking right next to her was Will Wheaton in a kilt.
Yeah, and Will Wheaton was walking around later, I think he was demoing games and stuff.
Yeah, he was hanging around the exhibitors area. I'm going to guess Felicia dated, too. We just didn't see her.
Right.
And every time we saw Will floating around, he was taking photos with fans. Folks would come up and ask him to stop if they could get a photo with him. And he was very accommodating from what we saw. I was going to say on Saturday, there was a press conference, meet and greets, whatever we want to call it, with Will Wheaton. And then also a little later on, Felicia Day, Adrian Wilkinson. Hers was on Friday. We didn't get a chance to make it to. Unfortunately, Will canceled his appearance, but we did get to sit in, and you'll hear it later on this week, and ask questions with Felicia Day along with other people in the gaming media, and that was a lot of fun.
That really was. That was a lot of fun.
I feel bad that, unfortunately, Will canceled. We don't know why, but we did get to chat a little bit with Felicia Day, and she seems like a very friendly, very nice, very genuine person.
Yes, she really does. Despite whatever questions people asked, she would always make an effort to give some kind of answer, a nice long detailed answer. And she seems like such a very nice person.
She really does. She just honestly strikes you as a good person and not a lot of BS from her or anything like that. And very honest with her answers and her appraisals.
I thought the exhibit hall seemed a little smaller.
It sure did, didn't it?
Yeah. And I don't know.
Yes, and there's a freight train passing by right now as we're standing outside the convention center.
Some companies we know had bigger booths this year. Some companies weren't even here.
Some companies had much smaller space.
Right. I mean, what threw me off is the companies that sponsored it, they weren't even here. You know, like WizKids is a sponsor of Origins.
Right.
And it seemed weird that if you're going to sponsor, yeah, okay, they had advertisements in the book.
Sure. And there were other
strange
retailers who were selling their products, but
right.
they weren't here representing their company. Mayfair was another example. Mayfair is a big sponsor for Gen Con and Origins. And there was a Mayfair demo area and all that. And they were selling some games. But that was much smaller than I've seen in the past and much, much smaller than what we've seen at Gen Con.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, Gen Con's much huger. But we got to go sit at our own gaming gang media table.
Right. Yes,
we had a nice little banner there.
Yes, we did. And
we didn't take much advantage of it on Friday. We were there for about an hour.
Yesterday, either, except at night.
At night, right.
We went and sat down and played a game of Twilight Struggle.
And a couple of people actually came up and talked to us.
Yes,
which was kind of cool.
It was pretty funny. And people wanting to get their photos taken with us.
That was
a little strange. I mean, it's cool. Don't get me wrong. I think it's very cool. It's not
a couple of schmoes.
Yeah, right. Overall, I've had a really good time.
Oh, yeah.
I've had a blast.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We've had a great time.
It's just crowds are down, number of exhibitors. I think they're definitely going to have to move the...
Well, they said they're going to move the date back.
Right, but I think the scheduling really did bite them. A lot of it had to do with last weekend was a Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
I think that hurt.
Was it some college kids we talked to that said that...
Yeah, they had friends.
They had friends. They would have made it, but they had already been away the weekend before for Memorial Day weekend.
Right. They had come up here for Memorial Day weekend, and they weren't going to come back the next weekend, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Had a good time. We got some really good interviews. We've got interviews with some friends of ours that we've talked to in the past quite a few times. And we have some new people that we've chatted with and had some laughs.
Handing out some business cards, beat up ones.
Yep.
I'm finally almost through that box.
There you go. I got new ones in.
Yeah, I got my box of 10. I've only got six left.
Six left. It's only taken you a year to get rid of the first four.
Give them. They keep showing back up in my mailbox at home. I don't know what's up with that.
You're right. Without any return address or anything, it's just your address on the envelope and the business cards. I don't know. I don't get it. But I think folks are going to enjoy the coverage that we've got from this year's Origins. Honestly, now I haven't done an official count in my head. I think we have more interviews than we did last year.
Well, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Last year was when we really first started
pulling
in these interviews.
Yes.
We've gotten much better at the interviewing process, I'm thinking.
We're hoping.
Yes,
we're hoping that's the case. So stay tuned. We're going to have loads and loads of interviews from Origins and probably have a few posts up as well just about our experience. So wish you guys could have made it out. And if you did come out, we wish we would have had a chance to say hello. And of course, next week is episode 43 of the show.
Yay! Playing the next week.
That's right. We got loads of stuff to tackle. So until then, this is Jeff McAleer.
And Elliot Miller.
Thanks for listening.
there you have it. Stay tuned for loads of interviews from many of your favorite companies that were present at the Origins Game Fair 2012. As always, thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in to our next regularly scheduled episode of The Gaming Gang.